prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's my favorite day. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. And officially, I just belched in front of her for the first time, right? You know, I figured you had your headphones on. You couldn't hear anything.
No, I heard it.
She's like, I can't believe you just did that.
So, it's cold outside.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside. It was -6 degrees this morning at 5:30 when I was doing my cardio. And Con Santori Davison, friend of the show, blogger, poet, photographer, clothing entrepreneur, adding lists, the things to his list every day, posted something on Facebook this morning about Biz Markie. Do you remember Biz Markie, the rapper from like the 80s?
No.
Okay. And when he posted that, Biz Markie did a song back in the day. Where he said, you know, girl, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just a friend. You ever hear that song?
No.
Well, I started humming it, and I couldn't get it out of my head all morning, so I messaged him on Facebook. I says, thanks. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I'm humming Biz Markie now, thanks to you. He messaged me back, LOL. So.
Well, speaking of Con, he posted, evidently, he was listening to Casual Friday.
He likes Casual Friday.
And yeah. He posted the story, or this post, it's the curious history of graham crackers and cornflakes.
And it's perfect timing because we've been watching the Road to Wellville.
Well, we talked about that during last Casual Friday, the Road to Wellville. And then Con told me that it's on YouTube. The whole movie is on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we started watching it on YouTube.
Right.
We didn't finish it, but we watched a lot of it.
Yeah, we down to we 20 minutes and we had to go to bed, but it was really interesting.
Very interesting. And what I found interesting was that the graham cracker, Sylvester Graham, is the maker of the graham cracker. It was really him who started this whole movement, and it was called the Grahamite movement.
And it was an anti-libido, anti-masturbatory movement where both he and Dr. John Henry Kellogg, Harvey Kellogg thought that all of diseases were a result of libido and, more importantly, masturbation. Masturbation was almost like a self-abuse type of a thing.
Well, that's what they called it. They called it self-abuse. And I evidently, Sylvester Graham is the one who concluded that a vegetarian diet consisting of fruits, vegetables, limited dairy, and bland starches would result in an end to lustful behavior.
And it does, because people who become vegetarians, where they don't get saturated fat, they don't get cholesterol, they don't get the precursors to sex hormones, their testosterone levels plummet. Now, they don't think that. You'll have a lot of vegetarians out there that say, nonsense, my libido's as strong as ever, and granted, that may be you. But by and large, the vegetarian diet, and more so the vegan diet, will remove any desire for sex.
Graham has argued that self-love led to insanity and blindness, basically masturbation.
And when I was a kid, they would say that if you masturbate a lot, you'll go blind.
Interesting. What I find interesting in this movie, The Road to Wellville, it's all about sex.
Yeah.
When they're at his sanitarium in Battle Creek, Michigan, they go there. The women were talking, riding bikes, and they were talking about
to get orgasms.
No, they were calling them bicycle smiles.
Bicycle smiles.
Yes,
because they would ride the bike, and it would stimulate them, and they would have orgasms since they couldn't. And they would separate husbands and wives because they didn't want any sex going on at the clinic.
Now, I don't know how true to life this movie is, but there was a lot of sex going on. I was surprised to rewatch this movie that there was nudity in it.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of sex.
Yeah, but it just goes to show you that sex is a natural and important part of our being and our physiology. And the lack of sex drive means there's something wrong with you. There's something... you're not healthy, there's something wrong threatening in your environment, that's when sex drive drops. So if you go on a vegetarian diet and sex drive drops, it tells you that it's contrary to what your body needs.
And one interesting thing is Sylvester Graham died in 1851 at the age of 57.
Yeah.
And that's when Dr. John Harvey Kellogg picked up
his mission.
Yes, and ran with it and opened Battle Creek Sanitarium. So anyway, and then that's when they came out with cornflakes by mistake.
And graham crackers. Graham crackers, so the thing behind graham crackers was you got rewarded if you didn't masturbate with a graham cracker. They would give you graham crackers. And keep in mind, like I said before, when I was a kid, they would say that masturbation led to blindness. And so I just masturbated enough until I needed glasses, and then I stopped.
Okay, moving on. Time to move on. So last week we also talked about the Montana lawmaker that claimed that yoga pants should be
outlawed. they're too provocative, too revealing.
Now he's trying to say that it was just all a joke.
Oh, yeah. Everybody says, all these politicians, when they stick their foot in their mouth, they either come out and say, oh, I was taken out of context, which quite often isn't true, or it was just a joke.
He said
that wasn't true either.
He said it was an off-the-cuff remark in the hallway, and the whole thing just exploded. And the Associated Press, their spokesperson, is saying that they're sticking by their story.
Yeah.
And he did say yoga pants.
Yeah. No, I believe it. These politicians are great at what's known as double speak. They're always backtracking and trying to talk themselves out of things. So, anyway, since we're talking about human sexuality, let's talk about the Oscars.
About sex, baby.
Yeah, there you go. let's talk about the Oscars. So you're thinking to yourself, what does the Oscars have to do with human sexuality, Carl? Well, we're going to tell you. Every year at the Oscars, the nominees for the different awards and the presenters get a gift basket.
A gift bag.
Gift bag. Call it a bag, basket, a gift box, whatever it is. It's ridiculous. This year, they've broken all records. The gift basket bag box that they're getting is worth $167,000. Did you hear that?
That sets a record because back in 2005, it was worth $150,000.
Right.
And that's been the highest ever. So
right.
This year,
in past years, it's been $125,000. This year, they've broken all records. $167,000.
But not, just listen to what's in
this. This is hilarious. So if anything, this tells you what the mentality, of Hollywood really is. So go ahead.
A laser vibrator.
This, and what's it called? Afterglow.
The Afterglow.
The
pulse
most
wave vibrator.
The most expensive adult toy in the world. It's like $300 or $350. Most expensive adult vibrator in the world. It uses a low level laser as well as a vibrator to bring you to climax.
The couple's love shot. It's an orgasm booster.
Yeah.
It's called the O shot, the orgasm. That's worth $5,000.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, and then a weekend in Tuscany, so you get to use all of these sex toys.
Pricey condoms, naked luxury condoms.
Yeah, yeah.
Like why?
Wait, you know what I think the most absurd one of all is?
Look, a whiz bang bicycle for the women so they can have a bicycle smile.
Is that what it says, really?
No, I just made
that up.
Oh,
that was good. I believe it. I mean, Hollywood's crazy. These people. This is what happens when you have moderately intelligent people who have way too much money and are too self-absorbed.
Why
don't
they use that money and give it to people who need it?
Yeah,
for food.
Hollywood's always trying to save the world. Where's Bono stepping out and going, this is ridiculous. This is an excess. Why don't you give that money to the children who need the food?
A glamping adventure worth $12,500.
So glamping is a camping trip where you are in a luxury motorhome that has like satellite TV and all the trappings of luxury, and you're out there in the wilderness polluting the air so you can go glamping.
A year's worth of Audi rentals worth $20,000. Somebody should take that and give it to people who need rides to doctor's offices,
yeah,
to work, to get groceries.
Bingo. But wait, do you know what the biggest, most absurd gift of all is?
A
$20,000 psychic reading.
Mind control.
Well, no, that's another one. There's a $20,000 psychic reading from the world's best psychic, and she does your psychic reading, and she does your cards and your astral projections, and she reads your hemorrhoids. It's like, really? $20,000 psychic reading? Like, I can't even, I want to bang my head against the wall because it's like, psychic readings are a waste of money. They're entertainment. And then to spend $20,000 on one, you've got to be stupid.
Here's one. It's a complete lifestyle makeover, $14,200, which includes home cooking event with a master chef. And most of them already have their own chefs anyway. A wellness package for a total body, mind, and soul reboot. A hair mineral analysis? Really?
I mean, these people have way too much money and way too much time. They're way too self-absorbed. This is nonsense.
Interesting.
So this is what is being given away this year at the Oscars. So coming back to human sexuality, vibrators, condoms, and orgasm enhancers. I mean, if it wasn't so stupid, I wouldn't laugh. I mean, it's just absurd.
Yes, I would tend to agree.
So anyway, you want to take our break now and you want to talk about something before?
No, we can take our break now.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of absurd things to talk about today. It's just a bumper crop of craziness out there. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Supreme Radio. Remember, Supreme Radio is made possible through a special grant by All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal antibiotics. Progenidrex. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So we're going to stay with the theme of human sexuality for a couple more minutes, right?
Yes, we are.
And sex hormones and HRT and birth control.
So Carl did a show this week with a statistician.
Dr. Richard Pito.
From the UK.
Right.
They did a study on women who were on hormone replacement therapy. And they found that one in 1,000 women will get ovarian cancer.
One in 1,000 more. In other words, a deviation from women not taking hormones and not having any other risk factors like smoking cigarettes, obesity, and so on. So we're talking about healthy women who have not taken HRT versus healthy women who have taken HRT. There's a 0.001% increase in the risk of a specific type of ovarian cancer, not all of them, in the women who have tried, who've used HRT for up to 5 years.
So, but my question to you is, was it women who stayed on HRT or women who took it for a few years and then got off?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and there's no difference?
No.
Because I thought maybe the women who took it for a few years and then got off might be more susceptible.
And keep in mind that there was some very, very glaring missing pieces of information that he could not answer.
Because he was a statistician.
Yeah, he says, look, I don't know anything about biology or pharmacology. I'm not the right guy to answer those questions. Because I said, was there a higher rate? Did you control for the type of HRT? A single hormone versus multi-hormone? Did you control for the type of HRT versus, like, in other words, bioidenticals versus equine-derived hormones? Yeah. Did you control for methylated orals? Because methylated orals of any type, even corticosteroids like prednisone, increases the risk of certain cancers and blood clotting. So I said, did you control for those things? No, we didn't. So again, it's hard to make a meaning out of this.
But when you hear this in the media, that's why I contacted this guy. I wanted the facts, because when you hear this in the media, you don't hear any of this.
No.
You don't hear any of what you just said.
You just hear HRT is dangerous. It causes ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And you know what this is like, to reduce it to an analogy? So let's say the news ran an article tonight saying, cars are dangerous. Front wheels come off. Well, which cars? Is it all cars or is it just the Mazda? Is it, you know what I mean? It's like, you gotta be more specific when you make broad statements like that are impacting millions of people. You've got to give them the information. And Dr. Pito said, look, it's not a lot. It's, you know, one out of 1,000 women more.
Less than women who use tobacco.
Well, and he said the rate of getting a form of cancer in their lifetime of women who are tobacco users is like 500 out of 1,000. So it's like a 50%. And obese women, it's like almost the same as tobacco users. And alcohol increases the risk of certain cancers. So this is like minuscule. And again, unless you have the real finer details in the equation to say, well, this type of HRT seems to cause more cancer than that one.
Well, and then the media, you know, jumps on it because it's HRT. But now you know the rest of the story,
yeah.
Like Paul Harvey used to say.
Yeah.
Do you remember Paul Harvey?
Yeah, he was great. Now, they also did a study on birth control.
Yes.
And he said that birth control prevents cancer.
But
once
kind?
Again, that once again,
what kind of
he said
control?
Any birth control. He says the pill. He kept saying he.
But there's so many different types of the pill.
I know. And he just kept referring to it as the pill. And I said to him, well, are these progestins? Because there's tricyclics, there's hormonal, and out of the hormonals, there's a progestin only, there's other hormones that they use now that are acetated versions of estrogen. No, the pill. And once again, it's like cars, wheels fall off of cars. Well, which car is it? My car? My brand of car? No, I don't know. It's all cars, I guess.
Okay, so I just, when you were talking about birth control, I found it interesting that there on WebMD, there's 23 different types of birth control. So let's just go over that real quickly.
Yeah, please.
The fertility awareness, which is when women abstain from sex during their fertile time.
And that's and what they have to do is eat Kellogg's cornflakes.
And graham crackers.
And graham crackers, there you go.
A spermicide. What I find interesting about a spermicide is that frequent use of the spermicide causes tissue irritation
yeah.
for the woman, which increases the risk of getting sexually transmitted diseases.
And it's nasty, spermicide. I remember when it first was introduced in the 80s and girls were using it. And it's nasty stuff. I mean, it's just gross. So, okay, go ahead. Next.
The male condom. I wonder if everybody can afford to get that naked condom, the luxury condom.
Yeah, maybe Hollywood could donate their condoms.
I didn't know that there was such a thing as a female condom.
Yeah, it's called Saran Wrap.
anyway, a female condom. The diaphragm.
So when I was a kid, I told you the story. When I was a kid, I must have been about 12 or 13 years old, and I was snooping around my sister's room, and I found this thing. It looked like a giant compact, like back in the day, women had compacts with a mirror on one side and powder on the other side. And so I opened it up and I saw this like beige rubber thing. And it was kind of like, it looked like a little round trampoline with a ring. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And it was my sister's diaphragm.
Well, you know, I think that teenagers, girls, who's ever using birth control should use something other than the pill, because that's just basically hormone replacement when you're taking birth control pills.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. They should just do what Catholic girls do. Anything but intercourse.
Cervical.
With a big emphasis on the word but.
Okay.
Cervical cap.
Cervical cap.
The reality is that if you put anything inside up near the cervix, the body will abort having a child. Because this foreign material is in there, so
the today sponge.
Remember that?
Is that still available?
Yeah, it looks like a little Krispy Kreme donut, right?
Yeah. So it's got, I guess, a spermicide in it.
I was going to say, women used to use the sponge with spermicide. They would take a spermicide foam, spray it on the sponge, and then insert it.
Of course, birth control pills.
Right.
The birth control patch.
Right.
What, is that the same thing as a pill? It just delivers the...
Generally, yeah. Generally a progestin-based transdermal patch.
The vaginal ring. I have not heard of that either. Do I live under a rock or what?
Yeah, I think you. I think you do.
Birth control shot.
Yeah, now this is usually Depo-Provera. This is a long-acting progestin.
And that's, you get it every 3 months. And that's just progesterone only.
Yeah.
So it's going to have the same effect on a woman as the progesterone-only pills, which you've done shows on.
Yeah, they lead to dementia. Women who've taken the progesterone-only pill even for short periods of time have a higher rate of dementia than women who don't. So while the good doctor said it'll protect you against cancer. You just won't remember your name anymore.
So, and here's another one, a birth control implant. It's a matchstick-sized rod that's placed under the skin of the upper arm, and it releases the hormone, the same that's in the shot.
Right.
So it's the same thing.
Right. And keep in mind,
just in a different vehicle.
These progestins shut down estrogen.
And if you're a young girl and your estrogen is shut down,
your body is being harmed. Estrogen protects against inflammation. It protects the brain against neurological disorders. And it's very, very dangerous to do that kind of stuff.
The IUD, which has been around for a long time.
And don't forget, IUDs back in the day caused women to never be able to get pregnant again. They had one that looked like a coil spring. I can't think of the name of it now. But women who had it could never get pregnant once they used it for a while.
And so they're dangerous. That's inserted through an operation.
Well,
right?
It's an in-office surgical procedure, yeah.
Tubal ligation.
Yeah, and that's where they take... It's kind of like taking the tubes that lead to the ovaries and tying a knot in them, basically.
Listen to this one. Tubal implants. So small implants of metal or silicone are placed inside each tube. Scar tissue grows around the implants and blocks the tubes.
Right. So you can never get pregnant again. Even after they remove it, you'll never be able to get pregnant again. I know. The things that women do to not to get pregnant, isn't it terrible?
Oh, my. Just don't have sex.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Vasectomy.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least something for the guy. I guess the emergency contraception, which is the after.
Yeah, RU-485.
Yes, the pill that you take the day after.
Very, very powerful. You know, in Europe, they put men on high doses of testosterone as male contraception, because when you're taking testosterone, you stop producing sperm to a great degree. They won't do that here because that's an anabolic steroid. It's so stupid.
Interesting. Here they're talking about options for women over 35, which they are calling older women.
What? That's not older women.
Well, that's what they're calling older women. The shot, which is all progesterone, and they're saying that it's going to relieve symptoms of perimenopause.
Well, it probably will to some degree because it shuts off your hormones entirely. But they're saying to use a combination birth control pill, patch, and ring. Oh, no, they're not recommended. I'm sorry. I thought they were actually suggesting. I was like, that's crazy.
No, with withdrawal.
Withdrawal is pulling out. We used to call it the rhythm method or pulling out, you know, you pull out. But that's so dangerous because pre-ejaculatory seminal fluid comes out of the man first to kind of coat the urethra to protect the sperm. And sperm comes out with that. So you're going to town and you haven't climaxed yet, but you're letting go of little spermies anyway. So that the withdrawal method doesn't work.
Okay, and that's it. But what I wanted to elaborate a little bit on is the shot, which is the same as a lot of the other ones, the rod, the Depo-Provera shot,
right,
which is all progesterone. I mean, all these side effects, irregular menstrual periods or no periods at all, headaches, nervousness, depression, dizziness, acne, changes in appetite, weight gain, excessive growth of facial and body hair loss of bone mineral density.
I feel bad for women. I got to tell you the truth.
It's not worth it.
Men, they could put men on testosterone if they weren't all hung up about muscle and men stop producing sperm. Very simple. Spermatogenesis shuts down when you're taking testosterone. Exogenous testosterone instead of producing your own. So that would be the simplest thing. And guys would invite the opportunity to have more testosterone. You know, give me a 250 milligram shot once a week, doc, and I won't get my girlfriend pregnant. And I'll put on a little muscle and probably burn a lot of fat, too.
But it's going to make you aggressive.
Oh, it's going to make you're going to have roid rage. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Free
freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Hey!
Come on, come on. I like this.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Brothers are amused.
This is great, isn't it?
Uh-huh. So
come for the music and stay for the information.
Carl had to get up and go to the little boys' room during the break, and I had a sample of ginger lotion that I got from the Origins counter. You know, the Origins, it's all paraben-free, whatever. So I was putting it on my hands during the break, and Carl was walking
all the way up the hall.
All the way up the hall. He smelled.
I was like, man, it smells like Christmas. Like, what is that smell? And she's like, is it this?
It smells so good, doesn't it?
And now you see why I was so freaked out when I was hooked on Afrin and I couldn't smell. I thought I'm going to lose my sense of smell. I have such a profound sense of smell. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
And it really does smell good, too. Yeah, and it feels good. My hands have been so dry because of this cold weather.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about 9 foods that you think you're eating, but you're not.
But you're not.
Okay. The first one is wasabi. And I don't care for wasabi.
I love it. If you ever have a stuffed nose, you take a little wasabi, put it on your tongue, and swallow it, and your nose will open up instantly. You know what wasabi is, right? It's a Japanese horseradish, basically.
Right. Well, it's made with the root of a wasabi plant.
Okay.
And it's a cousin of horseradish. Evidently, it's very expensive. It costs $160 per kilogram. And I guess people are in the restaurants, in Japanese restaurants, they use something that's not, it's a fake. It's
so
fake
they use like spices and something else to make fake wasabi.
You've probably never had the real authentic wasabi, which comes from grating the wasabi, J-O-P-O-N-I-C-A.
Japonica?
Japonica, a root cousin of horseradish. So.
So.
It's estimated that only 5% of the green paste served in restaurants around the world are made from the wasabi plant.
And so we're not eating wasabi, we're eating notsabi.
crab meat, we all know
that. Yeah, it's pollock. It's usually pollock. What does it say?
It's made of surimi, a variety of white fish which is pulverized and mixed with dye and flavoring.
Yeah, it's gross. Caviar. Caviar derived from the roe of the beluga sturgeon, but it's not caviar quite often. It's actually an alternative made from, I'm trying to get back down to the paddlefish roe instead. And paddlefish is a big, ugly, have you ever seen paddlefish? It looks like a cricket paddle.
You're kidding
me.
No,
it's a big, wide, flat fish. Yeah, paddlefish. That's what it is.
Truffle oil. We've heard stories about how expensive truffle is and how people steal them.
Have you ever seen a truffle auction? They come out with like a giant truffle. It looks like a giant black crusty ball in a box, and it goes for like $100,000. I mean, it's like unbelievable. These truffle auctions are amazing. And that's why truffles are like gold. They kill over truffles. Like if you're on somebody's land and you find truffles and they're also truffle hunters too, they'll shoot you. I mean, it's like the back in the old Wild West.
It says here that they use olive oil, which probably isn't real olive oil.
Right.
And 2,4-diethylpentane, a lab-made chemical compound. And you got yourself the so-called truffle oil that many restaurants use.
Ew.
That doesn't sound very
appetizing. Oh, my God. Aaron Singerman needs to hear this one because he loves Kobe beef. Every time Aaron posts something on Facebook, it's about being at a restaurant and ordering a giant, like, $300 Kobe beef steak.
Says here that Forbes reported that Kobe beef, since 2012, none of it reaches the USA today.
So what we're getting is what?
90%
of
Wagyu cattle, W-A-G-Y-U, Wagyu cattle.
Yeah, that's where real Kobe beef comes from.
Bred to have high amounts of fat, it stays in Japan. The rest mostly ends up in Hong Kong.
So you're getting something that's obviously it's beef, but it's not Wagyu or Kobe beef. Pumpkin spice.
No other flavor heralds the holiday season quite like pumpkin spice, which I love pumpkin anything.
Right.
Pumpkin spice flavored food items.
Even vodka.
Vodka to Pringles, really?
So they're using lots of additives.
Right,
right. It's not real pumpkin spice. Olive oil, we talked about that. Unless you're buying Papa Vince, you don't know what you're getting. And the new Papa Vince is in. And
oh,
it tastes
so
different.
Good. It's
not as spicy.
It's very smooth.
Oh, it's so delicious. It's the brand new batch that they just harvested.
Okay, saffron.
Yeah, we know about this already.
Corn strings, flower bits, sandalwood dye, and bean fiber are just a few of the ingredients that often gets disguised as saffron.
And sriracha sauce, which is real popular now at Taco Bell and Mexican restaurants, apparently it's all counterfeit.
Interesting.
I've never had it.
I haven't either. And that's it.
Yeah. So there are 9 foods that you think you're eating, that but you're not. So chances are you should steer clear of them.
Okay, so Jason Leloup posted this on my wall today, so I just had to talk about it.
I haven't heard from Jason in a long time. I'm happy to hear that he posted something. He's been MIA. I haven't seen him in a while.
A New York Post columnist recently argued that you can find cheap and health-conscious food. It's called the McDonald's McDouble.
So what makes it makes it healthy?
This is what he wrote. It has been my gut level, sorry for the pun, feeling for a while now that the McDonald's McDouble at 390 calories, 23 grams of protein, 7% of your daily fiber, 20% of your daily calcium and iron is the cheapest, most nutritious and bountiful food that has ever existed in human history. Really? So
most of the protein is from something called textured vegetable protein or soy. They mix soy with their beef so that they can increase the amount of protein in the patties without using real beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then God knows what else you're eating.
Well, not only that, what are they cooking it in? What kind of oil? How old is it? And also, he didn't mention the 840 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah.
That's in
yeah,
it.
Yeah. The almost half the sodium for the entire day
in
one burger. And most people will eat. Keep in mind, the double is not a big burger. It's a regular size. It's their regular size hamburger, but just two patties. So most people will get two doubles. I mean, it's just, and the kind of fat that's in there isn't the kind of fat that you want in your diet.
No.
I mean, but I guess if you're broke and you don't have a lot of money, and you can't afford to get a $67,000 gift bag from the Oscars.
It's a dollar. The McDouble is a dollar on the dollar menu item.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you can't even get a Greek yogurt for a dollar.
You can if you shop around. They're normally $1.49, but you always seem to find them
for
$1.
Oh, that's right, because I can get them at Target a lot of times. The Greek yogurt is 10 for a dollar if you get them on sale.
Yeah, Fage goes on sale. Isn't it Fage that you buy? If you go to Target quite often, they're running them 10 for a dollar. You don't have to buy all 10. You could buy one or two. But that's like 50 to 79 cents a serving off.
And then you get 18 grams of protein with that.
Yeah.
And only 7 carbs.
But it's evil dairy.
Oh, that's right. It's
dairy.
It's
evil dairy.
Evil dairy.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
You want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkalin, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkalin pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined
mind for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I like to move it, move it.
You know why, right? He likes to move it?
Why?
Because he has a Fitbit.
I wish I had a Fitbit.
I know. Alex Leaf is such a sweet guy. He ordered Elisa and I Fitbits.
For Christmas.
The new ones. The ones, you know, with on the wrist, with everything, the pulse and everything like that. And I got mine like 3 days after he ordered it, but he ordered you the plum-colored one, and it's been back-ordered ever since he ordered it. So we're still waiting for Elisa's Fitbit.
Yes, we are.
And I won't wear mine until she gets hers. So there
you go.
Isn't
that sweet?
Yeah.
So, speaking of dairy, you said dairy as we were coming out of the break.
Evil dairy.
Evil dairy. Speaking of evil dairy, when I was on the Arnold Festival website the other day, I was looking at all the different vendors. And I saw one that I was curious about. It was called Core Power. So I went to their website, and Core Power is a protein drink. And it's made from real milk, it says. So when I went to their website, you know, it's got their sponsored athletes page. It's got their blog that talks about like a paleo bread that they had a recipe for during Valentine's Day. How to shred your abs. And as you look at this website, you think it's a bona fide nutritional company or whatever. Nowhere on here do you see the name Fair Life, which we've talked about before. Nowhere on here do you see the name Coca-Cola. But as I dug further, I realized that this Core Power protein drink is actually made with the Fair Life milk that Coca-Cola produces.
So, okay.
And they're separating themselves
from Coca-Cola. Oh, of course. Because they know that people that buy those kind of products don't buy Coca-Cola products, except for Sean Kinernshield. Sorry, Sean, I had to out you. On his birthday, he had a 1 pound filet mignon and a small bottle of Coca-Cola.
And I said on his Facebook post, "What's up with that Coca-Cola?" He said, "It's like Carl
drinking his wine."
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to play devil's advocate. What's wrong with Coca-Cola getting into this business? When you look at the product on a face value, is it a good product? Is it a good quality protein source? Is it low carb?
It has carrageenan in it.
Okay.
Has natural flavoring in it.
Mm-hmm.
It has 26 grams of protein.
That's not bad.
But it also has 26 grams of sugar.
26 grams of sugar.
Of sugar.
Not sugar. Carbs, sugar.
Sugar.
How many grams of carbs?
I think it said 27. I don't have the information in front of me, but I think it said 27.
Now, there are those who will say, hey, post-workout, sugar's good.
But that's almost a Snickers bar has 30 grams of sugar in it. So if you're going to have that much sugar, why not have a...
Yeah, have a protein shake in a Snickers bar and enjoy it, right? Feel like you're cheating, but you're not.
So I personally wouldn't want that. I'd rather have, you know, a protein powder with...
Well, from a company that really understands what we're trying to achieve here as... You know, what we're trying to achieve here is real food and an engineered food that's sensibly engineered that isn't loaded with sugar.
Well, that's not loaded with sugar, but not only that, why support Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
The company that donates millions of dollars to prevent us from knowing what's in our food.
Yeah.
Why support them?
No, I agree.
And not only that, let's take a look at the
Elisa
dairy.
Just put her finger up. She went, not only that, and put her finger up. You look like the Statue of Liberty for a second. Go ahead.
Not only that, as I get fired up,
yeah.
They get their dairy from a dairy farm that's called Fair Oaks Farms.
In Indiana, right north of us.
It's up the stretch of Interstate 65 between Chicago and Indianapolis. It grabs the attention of drivers with a series of tank trucks parked broadside with billboards and fields beside the highway. Painted on the tanks are cryptic messages. We dare you to exit 220. And then another tank truck that says, we double dare you. The final tank truck has two huge fiberglass cows mounted on top of it. As you look at this picture, it's not a barn. It's a stainless steel building with hay inside it that has. Do you see that picture
yeah.
of the cow?
They're on. They look like they're on a. What do they call that? A merry-go-round.
Scroll down a little bit further.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, these cows look like they're on a stainless steel merry-go-round.
Yeah.
And then as you scroll down a little bit further, you see this poor cow that's laying there.
In a stall that looks like an office with hay with straw on the floor.
And then there's. Glass windows for people to view this cow.
Right. So it's like a quasi zoo and dairy at the same time.
But it looks like it's, I mean, it's definitely not a farm.
No, it's not a farm. And I wouldn't say that these cows are living the natural lives of cows either. This is a CAFO. I mean, this is a traditional high volume, high throughput dairy.
The most startling touch of all is a small amphitheater where visitors can watch through a floor-to-ceiling glass wall as cows give birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that's disturbing to me.
Yeah, it's like a zoo. But this is where they're getting their milk from, right?
Well, yeah, this is Coca-Cola partnered with this
Fair Oaks.
Fair Oaks Farm.
Mega Dairy. It's called a Mega Dairy in Indiana. So
we should go up there and visit it and secretly tape it.
No, I'd rather go to our farmer and see the cows that roam around.
I'm just being sarcastic. So interestingly enough, Alex posted a video.
This is so funny.
About Organic Valley. They too now have their organic fuel, which is also a protein drink, but it too has 26 grams of sugar in it.
So it's the same exact thing that Coca-Cola is doing.
Yeah, but unlike Coca-Cola, everything that they put in it is organic,
yeah.
at least.
Okay.
But it does have 26
grams.
So they
came up with a funny commercial that's gone viral called Save the Bros.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to play the audio track. Listen to this.
They're pretty amazing. They're innovators. Patriots. They consume 2/3 of our nation's light beer. And 100% of our Axe body spray.
He's spraying
but our
Axe
bros are in serious danger. Every day, millions of bros drink protein shakes in order to get jacked, yoked, and totally swole. But most bros are unaware of the scary chemicals and artificial ingredients inside these shakes. If bros keep pounding this stuff at this rate, we could face a total bro colony collapse.
Without bros, who would get the club crawl?
Who would make comments about your physique that aren't appropriate?
is still appreciated.
Who will remind us to go big or to go home?
I forget that shit daily.
What would happen to Las Vegas?
Or the beaches of New Jersey?
Who's going to make it rain?
He's doing that with his hands, like when you go to the strip club, making
it
rain dollar bills.
We have a plan to save the bros. It's called Organic Fuel. It's a recovery shake with 26 grams of the protein that bros love, but none of the synthetic junk. Bros don't need to know that it's organic or made with real milk from pasture-raised cows. Just tell a bro it has a ton of protein, and he'll pound the shit out of it. With your help, this could be the first step towards bros making other healthier life choices.
They got a guy doing yoga. All right, that's good. It's called Save the Bros. It's worth searching for because it's really, really funny.
It's cute. And
I mean, I don't know that I have a problem with this. And I got to be honest with you. Sugar post-workout is not a bad thing. I mean, we've been talking
26
about,
grams of it?
Okay. Can I shock you?
Okay.
Back in the day when the whole anabolic window phenomenon came on, 2002, 2003, 2004, I was drinking a post-workout shake that was 40 grams of whey protein and 80 grams of dextrose. That's pure sugar. Dextrose turns right into glucose once it gets through the stomach. So 80 grams of dextrose, that's, you know, do the math. That's three times more sugar than these guys are using.
I personally won't be indulging in either of those products.
I understand. But there are people out there.
I don't want to support Coca-Cola.
No, I agree. I agree.
And as far as Organic Valley goes, I'd rather get my sugar from a natural source like apples or grapefruits or something of that nature.
And I do eat an apple post-workout as part of my post-workout meal.
Wouldn't you rather have a natural fructose?
So you know what my post-workout meal was today? It was 50 grams of Quest peanut butter protein powder, which is a blend of whey and casein. It was 50 grams of Carbolin, 4 tablespoons of glycerin anhydrous, a little bit of colostrum, a little bit of creatine. I shake that up. It tastes like a peanut butter and jelly drink sandwich. And an apple. I drink that and I eat the apple. That's my post-workout meal. So it's got plenty of carbohydrates. They're just modified carbohydrates, and the apple is slow. So I get this onrush of carbs, of sugar into the bloodstream. I get this slow sugar into the bloodstream. I got plenty of protein. Now, you don't need to buy these stupid drinks. You make it yourself.
And plus, how expensive are they? I mean, you're talking about trying to eat on the cheap. That's ready, not going to be cheap.
This is called a ready-to-drink. RTDs are usually a few bucks, if not, you know, $4 a unit.
Now, if you're on the road and you need something quick and you need something, the Organic Valley may be the way to go. I don't know. I would prefer to pack my lunch and take it with me. It's less expensive, and it's going to be more nutritious. But that's just me.
That's just me. There you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
And we're going to stay with milk a little bit when we come back.
Okay, yeah, because we got a really interesting story about milk and a bodybuilder.
Yes.
You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we've dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just makes be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Rock the Bells. This is LL Cool J when he was, before he became a phenom.
He's cool.
Yeah, I know.
He did a good job at the Grammys.
Yeah. Listen to this. The scratch.
LL Cool J is poppin' hot. LL Cool J is poppin' hot.
I remember buying this. It was a cassette. Rock the Bells. This was in the 80s. Here it comes. Oh, come on, where's the scratch? Okay, I guess
okay.
Not. There it is, that's better. All right, welcome back.
Okay, there's a new trend in bodybuilding.
This is really promising to me, and we'll talk about why in a second.
It says here in an article from the USA Today that men are drinking breast milk to build bigger muscles.
They're going on the internet and they're buying breast milk from these websites where women will milk themselves and sell their breast milk, typically for other women who can't breastfeed. And these guys are buying the breast milk and drinking it.
One of the websites, onlythebreast.com, eatsonfeets.com, and humanmilkforhumanbabies.com.
Yeah.
One woman says she made $1,200 a month selling her breast milk.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
So there's a pediatrician from Helen DeVoe, Children's Hospital, said that she would discourage anyone from purchasing breast milk from those untrusted sources.
I mean, there are handling issues. There are contamination issues.
It's not illegal.
No. But wait. So here's what's going to happen. someone's going to drink breast milk and get sick, and they're going to shut it down.
They found that most of the samples were contaminated with bacteria, and a few of the samples were contaminated with salmonella.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So
they're trying to say that breast milk has no value. And all they're focusing on, as usual, the medical orthodoxy, is how many grams of protein, fat, and carbs it has.
This same pediatrician says there is nothing in breast milk that can be of benefit to a healthy adult, or there is nothing in breast milk that would enhance your physical performance.
And she knows that that's not true.
She probably doesn't know that, or she wouldn't have said that.
She's ignoring the facts. She knows that there's colostrum in breast milk. She knows that there's peptides in breast milk. There's immunoglobulins in breast milk. I mean, there's so many good things in breast milk. There's probiotics in breast milk. There's omega-3 fatty acids in breast milk. There's so many good things in breast milk. All she's focusing on is the macronutrients.
Right. She's comparing the protein, fat, carbs, and calories, and that's it.
Well, these are the same people who say there's no difference between milk produced from cows that eat corn and grain and is pasteurized and homogenized, and raw milk from pastured cows. Well, there's no difference. I mean, they're ignorant, and I don't mean stupid. Ignorant. They're ignoring the facts. They know the facts, but they're ignoring them, and it's purposeful. And we're probably just 60 days away from the launch of Vitalac Pro. And I've been working on this for 2 flipping years now.
Would you want to tell everybody?
Yeah,
what
Vitalac
that is?
Vitalac Pro is going to be the first protein powder designed around human breast milk. And it's going to have everything that human breast milk has in it.
So repeat that again.
Vitalac Pro is designed to emulate human breast milk.
No, what it hasn't.
My name is Carl Lenore.
And you are cool.
And I am cool. No, I mean, it's got protease. And I mean, it's got probiotics. It's got colostrum. It's got the specific ratios of whey to casein that breast milk has in the later stages of a baby's development. The initial breast milk, and then 6 months after, the breast milk changes in its ratio of whey to casein. It's got omega-3 fatty acids. It's got probiotics. I said that. It's got protease enzymes. It's got it's got something called protein. It's got non-nitrogen protein in it, which is basically free-form amino acids. And the baby gets these. I mean, it was designed exactly to deliver everything but the carbohydrates and the water found in breast milk. It's going to be called Vitalac Pro. It's been 2 years in the making because I didn't want to add a bunch of conglomerating agents or fake artificial sweeteners or anything artificial. It's being lab tested as we speak, and it should be packaged here within the next 60 days. And it's going to be sold in 1-pound bags. So it's coming. You don't have to go on one of these websites and buy something questionable to get the benefits of human breast milk.
And it tastes good, too. It took a while to get the flavor.
So, you know, because we had to put omega-3 fats in it, because that's what breast milk has in it. And Elise's taste buds to the omega-3s, like, lit up every time.
Every single time.
And so I figured, look, there's going to be people out there who are going to taste this. We can't go, oh, well, if you know, it's so good for you, you should use it anyway, because people aren't going to use it if it doesn't taste good. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 7 to 8 in taste. And here's why I say that. Because so many protein powders out there claim to be the best tasting in the world, and they're very, very sweet, and they're very, very, they're supposed to taste like milkshakes and puddings. No, this tastes really good. It's vanilla. It's clean tasting. It's light. It has no thickeners in it. So if you put it in a shake bottle and shake it up, 10 minutes later, you come back, it's not mud. Okay. It tastes good. It's better than just tolerable, but it's got nothing in it except what we want in it. I made it for me. You know what I mean? It's not like I said, oh, I want to go into pro. This is what I want to use as well. And it's coming. Vitalac Pro. Remember that name.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
And I liked it, so.
Yeah. I mean, you were the, ultimately, you were the one that drove the flavor changes.
The flavor, yeah. Okay. So have you ever heard of anyone drinking after they work out drinking pickle juice.
Not until you mentioned it, but I could see, after you mentioned it, I started thinking about it, and I could see where it would be beneficial. What does it do for you?
When I first said that to you during the break, you said, well, it's probably the sodium.
But it's more than that. The acetic acid in the vinegar actually can help shuttle sugar into muscle. That's been used in the past.
It says here that studies have concluded that the plasma volume and plasma concentrations of sodium remain unchanged after pickle juice consumption. But I have heard, literally, I've read a story about a girl on Facebook that she says she's addicted to pickle juice. And her doctor told her it was okay to drink it.
So does she just drink it as a drink, or does she drink it post-workout?
I think she used to be an athlete. I'm not sure if she still is or not. But she had posted a picture of herself drinking pickle juice out of the jar, the kosher dill pickles. Yeah. Anyway, experts think it's the vinegar. It's believed that the vinegar triggers a reflex that alerts our brains to tell our muscles to stop contracting and relax. And then the muscle cramping is reduced as soon as the vinegar touches receptors in the mouth.
Interesting.
So it says to replace your sports drink with pickle juice.
Oh, I don't know about going that far.
Mustard contains vinegar in smaller but potentially effective amounts
and
as
I
well.
And I eat mustard in my post-workout, not my post-workout meal, but the second meal that I normally have with my chicken. I just slather it in spicy brown mustard.
And here it also says that the pickle juice and the mustard provide additional benefits, the sodium, glycogen replenishment. So there you go.
And if you want some protein, you have a hot dog. Wait a minute. You just have to go to Nathan's down in Coney Island and have their hot dog and pickle and just slather the hot dog with mustard. There's your post-workout meal. Protein, sodium, vinegar.
Where's your sugar?
Oh, you can have one of those organic dairy drinks. There you go. And there's
your
sugar.
Pickle relish on it. There's your sugar.
There you go. We can take a break right now and then come back with the next story.
That's fine.
Is that cool? Okay. And do you have something picked out already that you want to talk about or no? Well, we'll surprise everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
Hit it.
Okay, I want to talk about centenarians a little bit.
Okay.
I thought this was interesting. I like this. Create goals and dreams that pull you forward into a fun future.
I think that's really important. I think people lose the will to live, and you get the will to live when you have goals and dreams. And I think a lot of older people feel like goals and dreams are for young people. No, you are a young person if you have goals and dreams at any age.
Right. It's never too late.
No.
Well,
no.
I posted a photo on Facebook one day this week of the woman who, at the time of the photo, she was 74. But as Oscar pointed out to me, she's now 78. But she didn't start lifting until she was 54.
She looks great.
She looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's never too late. But anyway, did you know there are 53,000 centenarians in
the U.S.? No, that surprised the heck out of me, that there was even that many.
It's increasing at the rate of 75,000 people per year, which means by the year 2050, there will be over 600,000.
That will not be receiving Social Security.
That will not. That's
correct. What I said.
And maybe that's why
the government's probably going to go, look, we never expected you to live this long, so we're cutting your benefits.
Get more vaccines.
No. Yeah. And die sooner. Yeah, exactly.
That's why, like, they had a woman in her 60s walk on the catwalk during Fashion Week this year.
Well, and what about that commercial that you like for car companies, like Chevy or Dodge, and they have, like, all these 100-year-old people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're all over 100 that are in that commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're I think that these marketing companies are starting to see that that's a whole group.
I'm willing to bet that those people who live to that age are not on a ton of medications at all. I'll bet anything that they're not on. I wish we had the money to do a survey of a couple hundred centenarians and get some lifestyle. I bet you these things. They're not on a ton of medications. They don't depend on doctors in general. I'll bet you that they have a routine that they've lived with for decades.
Did you read this?
No.
Okay.
No,
so there's
I haven't seen it.
Dr. Mario Martinez did a study of 700 healthy centenarians from all over the world, and they all have similar characteristics.
They go to sleep at the same time every night.
They are rebels who don't go along with the beliefs of their culture. They create their own culture.
That's us in this community.
They don't go to doctors. Many of their doctors are dead, and they tend not to align themselves with traditional Western medicine.
I did not look at this article at
all. They indulge in pleasurable rituals daily, like one cigar, one brownie, one small scotch. The key is that it's a ritual.
Right.
They live in the present and look forward to the future. They have events and new challenges to look forward to.
I bet they're single, too. I'll bet they don't have a spouse. And here's why I say that. Not because you'll die with the spouse, but generally spouses don't share the same desires at that age. And so when they don't have a spouse, they can go to sleep when they want, wake up when they want, have their rituals when they want. When you have a spouse, unless your spouse is committed to the same things you are, and that's going to happen in our community.
They don't identify with their peer groups or identify with age. They don't like being around what they call old people.
I knew it.
Many of whom are younger than they are. They live in subcultures that support maximizing their ability to live agelessly.
That's us. That's this community.
That's totally us. And here's,
going to the gym every morning, that's a ritual. You know, eating your meal post-workout, that's a ritual. Having your cheat meal once a week, that's a ritual. We do these things.
Yes.
You know, go to sleep at the same time, wake up at the same time. The reason I say I bet you a lot of them are single is because a lot of them, they're probably their spouses died because they didn't live that lifestyle. But that's not going to be the case in our community because we have husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends. We love all the same things. So we're going to be a big part of that bumper crop someday, this mm-hmm. audience. I'm excited.
It says, here's five things to do to have an ageless attitude. Don't use your age as a cage. Stop saying things like, at my age, or I'm too old for that. I don't think I've ever said I'm too old for that.
No.
Avoid organ recitals or cataloging your aches and pains.
Okay.
Which, I guess the only aches and pains that our community really have are
training related.
Yeah.
But we don't complain about them.
Decide to defy what you've been taught about aging.
That's us.
Choose a couple of mentors for healthy aging. Look for individuals to hang out with who make it easy to be happy and healthy. And that's the same thing, like be around positive people, not negative.
Right.
Speaking of positive people, that guy you had on the show yesterday,
Dan Matha,
he was awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to see him someday in movies. You're going to hear his name. He's got everything it takes to be a superstar. He really does. Really, really great guy.
And then the last one is to create goals and dreams that pull you forward. This may be the most important one of all. Create a life that you love and keep living it, regardless of what your driver's license says on it.
And that's, this is beautiful. This is very positive reinforcement of what the lives that we live in this audience. Whatever age you are now, you're going to get older. And if we just keep doing what we're doing right now, we're going to be the ones that aren't sick, aren't in the institutions, that are living full lives at any age. It's amazing. I think I'm excited.
Yes, me too.
I want to hurry up and get old. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so there was a big, I guess on social media, they had posted a lot of pictures about a woman who ran the marathon and she had to crawl to the finish line.
Yeah.
She's 29 years old.
Yeah, she looks like she's 70 years old.
She does.
What running a lot will do to you.
It was shocking to me when I read that she was only 29 years old. She finished in third place. She led most of the way, but when she got 400 meters to the finish line, she had to crawl. She skinned up her knees and her elbows, and she was drooling at the mouth.
She was delirious. She was completely delirious when she crossed the finish line. And, you know, I get it. Like, she ran all that way and she was going to be damned if she didn't finish. I get it, right? But I don't understand.
Well, there was also money to be had, too. I mean, the first top, I think, I don't know what the, but the first, second, and third definitely get money. The officials of the marathon bumped her up and gave her the same amount of prize money that the second place winner got.
Because of how hard she worked.
Yes.
But
I find this was nice.
This is destroying your body, these kind of long distance races. They're just not good for you. I mean, if you want to prove that you can do it once. But these people do it constantly. They're just destroying your body. I mean, Dan Rollins and I shared a couple comments about this online. Excuse me. And I said, this is tantamount to me going into the gym and putting 1,500 pounds on a bar and getting under it and just letting it crush me, but fighting back with every inch of my being, but letting it crush me, blow my knees out, crack my vertebrae, and being crushed to the ground and everybody going, oh, my God, what a champion you are. It's like, no, why do that? Why do that to yourself? I guess if your objective is to win a race, that's what you got to do. But, I mean, this just seems to me to be very reckless, very reckless. This is like, you know, people who jump off of buildings with a tiny little parachute, and some of them hit the ground and go splat. You go, oh, wow, that person was an idiot. Well, they'll tell you they love doing that. They love the thrill. But why? And why do this?
Maybe it's her job. I don't know. There is prize money to be had.
Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe that's what she had to do. Anyway.
Do we have just a second?
No, yeah, absolutely. We have plenty. We have actually a few more minutes.
One story I wanted to, I've invited the author on of this, but I found it interesting that people with multiple sclerosis may have lower levels of key nutrients.
Right.
I found that interesting. That
key nutrients, but one of the glaring things about it when I read it and you sent this to me was that they are all on low-fat diets.
Yes, that's what was glaring to me as well.
And see, fat, you need fat for your nervous system.
And so many women, at least a lot of my friends, they stay away from fat. I had a friend, she had a salad, she had avocado, and she pushed the avocado to the side.
But she went to town on the corn chips.
Yeah, the tortilla chips. The
tortilla chips were good. Yeah. They were good. Just, oh, I'm not going to eat that avocado. That's fat.
Or order skim milk with her oatmeal in the morning.
Well, and see, Jeff Volek, who's been on the show years ago, published a study showing that doubling your saturated fat intake in your diet does not increase saturated fat in the blood, which is completely counter to what the doctors tell you.
Yeah, it's the carbohydrates.
And I've been saying that for years.
Yes, you have.
That if you want to lower your cholesterol, don't cut the fat out, cut the carbs out.
Well, do you remember we had a conversation with a different friend of mine that said that she had high cholesterol and the doctor told her to cut out all the cheese that she was eating. But meanwhile, she eats a ton of sugar.
Oh, we gave her a box of, we took her out to dinner or a brunch one day for her birthday or something, and we bought her a box of muffins.
Well, they gave them to her for free.
Oh, that's, they gave
it
them to
her. It was her birthday. They gave them to her for free.
And she ate them all as soon as she got home.
She ate them all in one sitting.
And they were like the giant muffins with a ton of sugar. And I mean, she ate them all. But she won't eat cheese.
The doctor told her it was the cheese and not the sugar.
And keep in mind that there is new research that links diabetes, heart disease risk increase to a high carb, no fat or low fat diet. And so we've been told the wrong information forever. Isn't anyone pissed off about this besides me? This is why government should not be telling us what to eat, because they take their cues from the food and pharmaceutical industry, which is corrupt. And so they're telling us now they're going to, we were wrong. You know what? Fat's not the bad thing. And guess what? Cholesterol isn't the bad thing either, they're finding out now. It's like, how many lives were shortened?
Why is it okay for them to be wrong?
Oh, because they're the government. They're the government. No one is held accountable at the government level. No one. These politicians are all corrupt on both sides. Every one of them. There's a handful of them that occasionally look like they're good guys and gals, and then you find out, well, they're good about this, but they're corrupt about that. I mean, it's just terrible. It really, really is.
A couple of the other nutrients were vitamin E and magnesium.
that they were low in.
That the MS patients were low
in. Yeah, and they're probably not eating red meat, so they're not getting a lot of the things from their diet. Most of them are probably quasi-vegetarians. Oh, I don't want to eat fat. Fat's bad for me. No, fat's good for your brain, you dummy. Your brain's made out of fat. Ugh. It makes me angry. It really does.
I can see that.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Wait for it. Wait
that?
For it. Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about genetically modified foods.
Especially since we were just talking about politicians.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a politician.
Dennis Canario?
Dennis Canario from Portsmouth, Little Compton, and Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
He believes that people have an absolute right to know what is in the food they are eating, the drugs they are taking, or the cosmetics they are using. Knowledge is power. This is a quote. Knowledge is power, and people need to know what they are putting into their bodies.
Now, who else said that? When President Obama ran the first time,
he said I would
label GMO because people deserve to know what they're eating.
But that hasn't happened.
Well, I mean, he's just another politician. I'm sorry. He's just another politician.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, it says here that in March, when he's going to go in front of the House and present this bill calling for the labeling of genetically modified products.
And I hope he gets it on. And keep in mind,
there's a press release. He's actually done a press release. I've got the release right here in front of me.
And he says, look, I'm not against GMO. I'm not for GMO. But what I am for is people knowing where it is. He says over 70% of food products today have genetically modified ingredients. People deserve to. And you know what I said to Elisa when we were talking about this? So the FDA takes products off the market when they claim that something was in that product that was not on the label. Okay? Case in point. Matt Cahill's company, Driven Sports, Craze, probably the best, most popular pre-workout supplement to ever hit the sports industry. And the FDA said that it contained a precursor to methamphetamine that wasn't really described on the label properly.
Did it?
That's what they said. I'm not getting into the bout of did it or didn't it.
Okay.
But they made him stop making the product and selling it in the United States. Okay. Anytime a product comes out, there was another product not too long ago. It was a diet product, and it had albuterol in it, but it didn't say that it had albuterol in it because albuterol is a drug by prescription only. The FDA made them take it off because it contained things that were not in the label. And the FDA has been talking about, tightening up on supplement companies to make sure that their label claims are accurate.
Well, then
but then they go to the food industry and they go, nah, people don't need to know that it's GMO because they're using something called grandfathering. If you read the GMO rulings, they say that there's no difference between non-GMO and GMO, so we don't have to label it. But meanwhile, all the companies that make and use genetically modified ingredients and sell internationally have to label them for other countries, just not the United States. So it's all BS that they can't afford to label it. They do it for all the other countries. They just don't do it for the United States. What does that say to you? That says that those companies and the politicians that support their decision don't give a rat's ass about you, the American public. They care about the UK and they care about, other countries. But they don't give a rat's ass about you. You don't deserve to know. And I don't care. Maybe GMOs are good. Maybe GMOs are bad. That doesn't matter.
What matters is we have the right to know what we're eating.
Yes.
That's what matters.
And that's what this guy is going for. And I applaud him. And I hope he gets it on. Am I hopeful? Not terribly. Because the powers that be are much bigger and stronger and have more corrupt politicians on their side than he's going to be able to persuade, in my humble opinion. So let's see what happens.
So did you know that genetically modified apples are going to be introduced?
And this, as Alex Leaf points out, is actually gene splicing, which is like a more sophisticated form of hybridization. But it's still not something that would happen naturally in the selection process. It's being man-made, so it is considered genetically modified.
Okay, well, here comes this. This is from a press release that was written from the Food and Water Watch Group. They said the USDA has neglected to look at the full range of risks from these apples. In its environmental assessment, the USDA glossed over the possibility of unintentional effects associated with the technology used to engineer these apples, potential economic impacts on the U.S. and international apple market, effects of potential contamination for non-GMO and organic apple growers, and the impact of the non-browning gene slicing, which also can weaken plants' defenses and plant health. Mm-hmm. And as I said on the Facebook post that I put up, why do we need non-oxidizing, non-browning apples when you can achieve the same thing with citrus juice?
Because it's for industry. It's not for people. This is something that's beneficial to industry. It's not making the app. It's not like they said, how can we make apples better for people who consume them? They said, how can we make apples better for the people who buy the apples, which is the food industry that put them in their apple turnover or apple slices at McDonald's? How can we make apples better for them? Who cares about the people who eat them? We don't care about them. We care about the people who pay for them. That's the reason for this. A non-browning apple doesn't benefit you or I. In fact, what they're talking about there as far as defense mechanisms. Now, take, for instance, garlic. When you cut up garlic, you injure the garlic. It releases allicinth to kind of protect itself. Well, allicinth in garlic is what we get the health benefits from. If they made a non-browning garlic, it would lose its health benefits. So we don't know what health benefits come from the fact that apples brown. That's a defense mechanism when they're injured. The browning of the apple could be where some of the magic is in the healthiness of apples. Remember, there's lots of good research that shows there are health benefits to eating apples. We don't know if that's going to change now. And thanks to our government, you won't know whether you're buying a non-browning apple unless you cut it and leave it out and see if it gets old and moldy.
Okay, so suppression of the PPO gene, which is the polyphenol oxidase gene,
right,
may lead to less nutritional fruits.
Bingo.
To achieve the GMO apples, the fruit company has developed a way to reduce the natural browning of the apples that takes place while they are sliced. And they're suppressing this PPO gene,
right,
which is, like you just said, could be a gene
where the magic is.
Mm-hmm.
And we know polyphenols are the things that are good for us in these types of fruits. So, yeah, they're up to it again, and it's never going to stop.
And no, it's not going to stop, because guess what's coming next?
What?
After the apples, they're promising to roll out genetically modified peaches, cherries, and pears.
Great. Great. So nothing will be safe pretty soon. And let's face it, this would have affected art in the 80s, because in the 1980s, the widow of John Lennon, Yoko Ono, did an exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. You know what her exhibit was? I already told you.
You already told me, so
she,
I know.
She took an apple, a fresh apple, she bit it and swallowed what she bit, and then they put the apple on display. And the art was coming to see the apple as it went through its changes. It browned first, then it kind of wilted, then it shriveled up, and they left it. And people came every day and took pictures of the apple as it went through its process of browning and shriveling up. She wouldn't have been able to do that with this apple. She would have bit it and put it there. Would have stayed like that for weeks.
Where is Yoko Ono now? We need her to, what it was, her and John, they did they stayed in
Lovin',
bed.
Yeah, Lovin'.
We need her to do that now.
No, you know what we need her to do? We need Yoko Ono to say, if you do this to apples, I will re-release my Plastic Ono Band album, which made everyone sick and nauseous, and we will play it on the air 24 hours a day until people just kill themselves. That's what she needs to do. So there you go. She was not talented, but she was an interesting person. Let's do this.
She is. She's still
yeah,
alive.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, she's not really contributing nowadays. Hey, right, let's take a quick commercial break. We've got some really good stories. I'm going to see if I can get Elisa to push them to the top. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
We got good music, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Welcome back. All right, so here's what I want to talk about. So, Elisa's mom, Priscilla Penny Profumo, died how many years ago this month?
It was February 27th, 1997.
Okay.
She had just turned 60 years old.
And she had just retired.
She had just retired.
And she was fairly
fine. Healthy.
Yeah. But she
had some issues with indigestion.
So they scoped her.
They did an endoscopy on her.
And shortly thereafter she was dead.
2 weeks later, she was so sick that she couldn't walk. My stepfather had to carry her into the hospital. And the surgeon told me after the surgery that the infection was so strong that he could smell the infection coming from her body.
Right.
They did surgery on her. All of the tissues of her stomach were necrotic. Everything
right. Dead.
Was dead,
right.
Basically.
Right.
And she was, dead within a few hours after the surgery.
Okay. And the doctor who did the coroner who examined...
The coroner, who at the time was George Nichols here in Louisville,
said
that they could not replicate the bacteria that was present.
They'd never seen anything
They'd
like it before?
They'd never seen anything like that bacteria before. He couldn't replicate it in his lab. And what he said to my family was that someday this bacteria, they'll find out what it is.
Right.
It will be like the HIV or the toxic shock syndrome,
right,
that they didn't know what it was, but years later they did. So now let's fast forward to...
To Los Angeles.
Well, I read an article, if you recall, a few weeks ago in the USA Today that talked about this new superbug that's being transferred through the scope of these different endoscopy and colonoscopy...
Procedures.
...cameras.
Right, the procedures.
Because there's so many cracks and crevices in those...
That they can't sterilize
them. They cannot sterilize them.
Right.
And so these bacteria are being transferred from patient to patient.
Well, and now more importantly, so just recently on the news, day before yesterday...
There was news about it this morning as well.
How many people have died so far, did they say? It was two when I heard it first
time. I think it's seven.
Okay, so seven people have died from this superbug that they all got from an endoscopy procedure at Ronald Reagan Hospital in Los Angeles, California. And so I posted on Facebook that your mom had died... You know, some 16 years, I wasn't sure how long ago, 16 years ago this month from something very similar. And that, and then, and a good friend of mine who was really like my little sister, Gina, she was a nurse, you know, cause I was saying, you know, there's better alternatives as first line testing procedures than going right for the colonoscopy endoscopy. And in the case of colon cancer, the colonoscopy. And so she said very accurately that like colonoscopies detect 75% of cancers or something like that. And I erroneously said the fecal occult test. And she said, and those only detect like 35% of cancers. And so I respectfully said, oops, what I meant was the ColoGuard that we talked about on Casual Friday last year, which is FDA approved. Fecal DNA test has the ability to catch 92%. It's as effective, and I'm going to tell you why it's more effective in a second. It's as effective as the colonoscopy in detecting the presence of cancer. Now, I say you go for the ColoGuard fecal test, which, you know, they take a little smear of your feces and they put it in this thing and they do this test and they say, okay, you're clean, or, you know, we saw something. Now let's order the colonoscopy, because people are regularly contaminated from colonoscopies. My
and
friend,
endoscopies.
Alpha, and endoscopies, as your mom, people are regularly receive perforations from these procedures.
I think that my mother actually had a perforation. That's what I think,
yeah.
But, And let me correct that. There were seven patients from the Ronald Reagan UCLA hospital, and two of them died. But there were seven patients who have been infected.
Okay, I thought it was more than that. I thought they were.
Well, that was just from this article. It could be.
I thought it grew. I thought it was like 17 patients now that have been infected. But okay, the bottom line is this: if you are at the age where your doctor is pushing you to get a colonoscopy, tell your doctor to order the ColoGuard test first. First. Before you go for a medical procedure that is actually costing $10 billion a year to have healthy people checked out.
It costs more than childbirth. It costs more than an appendectomy. And... In Switzerland, it only costs $655.
Isn't it like $1,800 here or no?
An average price is $1,185.
Yeah, I heard once that the average price is $1,800, and the Wall Street Journal did an article about this, that colonoscopies are ordered unnecessarily and excessively, that there are other first-line approaches, and this was before ColoGuard. ColoGuard is 92% accurate, as accurate, if not more accurate, than the colonoscopy, without them risking perforation or contamination of your body.
I'm looking at a New York Times article. Did you know that a replacement, an average a replacement for the hip costs $40,000 in the U.S.?
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. That's a small house in an inexpensive neighborhood. $2.7 trillion medical bill that we are under the weight of on an annual basis. Colonoscopy explains why U.S. leads the world in health expenditures. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's, and people get these like, oh, you're 50, you got to get a colonoscopy. No, you don't. Get a Cologuard test. You don't need a colonoscopy. If your Cologuard test comes back clean, they're not going to find anything with a colonoscopy. And let me tell you something else about colonoscopies. Non-cancerous polyps appear and disappear like mushrooms in your intestines. You could have a polyp now, and 3 weeks from now, it's gone. The danger in the colonoscopy is when doctors go in there and they see these polyps and they snip them to do, what do they call that, testing on it. But anyway, they
biopsy.
Thank you. They biopsy it. There's a phenomenon called seeding where cells of a precancerous polyp will break away when they snip it and plant itself in other tissue in the colon. So you can end up with one polyp that's precancerous. They can snip it out, and you can end up with six new polyps, like the seeds for six new polyps to grow from it. So get the Cologuard.
Do these doctors not know that?
Of course they do, but they consider it a reasonable risk. A reasonable risk. See? Get the Cologuard test before you get a colonoscopy.
Have you had the Cologuard test?
No, and I haven't had the colonoscopy either, and I'm not afraid of colon cancer. I'm not. And it's not like as though I don't think I can get it. If I have colon cancer, I know exactly what changes I would make in my life to save my own life. But I haven't gotten it. And I'm going to be 57, and people probably think, well, that's really reckless. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get the Cologuard test this year. That's what I'll do.
That's what we both need to do.
Yeah. And another thing that you wanted to mention that we forgot to, when we were talking about the 1 in 1,000 increase.
Oh, yes.
And women, yes. If you're on HRT, you need to go to a gynecologist every year without exception to get your pap smear and get your exams done to make sure. Because if you are one of those 1 in 1,000 increased because you're on HRT, there are things that can be done if you catch it early. But more importantly, there are lifestyle responsibilities. If you're on HRT, you need to reduce the other high risk behavior, tobacco use, obesity, high alcohol consumption. You need to exercise, get to sleep on time. You have a responsibility when you take HRT.
Right. And that's what I said to Carl after I listened to the show. I said, well, that just confirms in my mind that whoever is on HRT needs to be
vigilant
about your health.
Yes.
And go to get your pap smears every year and have your breast checked every year, thermograms. I don't do the mammograms.
Yeah, thermograms.
Mammogram is just like a colonoscopy. It makes a lot of money for the people doing it.
Right, right. And it also comes with risks for women.
Yeah.
But oh, those are acceptable risks.
No, the thermograms are much better.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got. What about you? That's it?
That's not all I got, but that's all I have for now.
Well, you have time for it. It's been a great week here. We've got lots of great shows planned for next week. Thank you for listening this week, and look forward to hearing from all of you on Facebook and talking to you next week.
Bye.
New from the makers of Mass Pro.